Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory Partnership Special. Receive encouragement today as you learn how God can meet all your needs and how you can make a difference in this world. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he shares a personal story of victory.
Let's go to Mark, the 11th chapter. Now I go to verse 23. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I, Kenneth Copeland, am a whosoever, and I say to the mountain of, let's use the mountain of debt. I say to the mountain of debt, be removed and be cast into the sea. Don't just hear your own voice coming out your mouth. You're hearing the voice of Jesus. These are His words. They are eternal. He said, heaven and earth pass away, but my word won't.
Right.
This is eternal.
That's right.
Living word of the living God.
Right.
He took it from His Father, put it in His mouth, put it in His heart, and spoke it to you. And you take it from Him and you put it in your heart and you put it in your mouth, and it carries exactly the same weight and power as God did when He stood and said, light be. Which word from God is stronger than the other one? No such thing. Because He never spoke a weak word.
Amen.
Huh? So, these are His words coming out of my mouth, speaking directly to me. Yes, sir. I obey. Yes, I do. So I get my notebook out, and I write these things down, and I say them as I read them. And now, my desire is to be totally free of this debt. Now, don't let your mind get in there and start figuring out what you can do and what you can't. No, we're not talking your words right now. No, no. You are adjusting your lifestyle to fit His word instead of His word to fit your lifestyle or what you can think or what you can figure out. My desire to be totally free of this debt. I receive it now. Jesus said, I shall have it, and so I shall. Now, wait a minute, you're not done. You don't just jump up and write out that desire and say, well, yeah, this is mine. Well, no, wait. There's still verse 25. This is the biggest verse in the whole thing. The whosoever, and verse 25, to you and to me are just huge. He's talking about the faith of God, and that's big. That's big, but it hinges on these other two things. I can't argue with whosoever.
Amen.
Well, now, Brother Copeland, you see, this is just a spiritual mountain. Really? Well, you need to tell Jesus that, because He messed up over in the book of Matthew, the 21st chapter. He should have known this. I wish you'd have told Him this before He made this big mistake here. You should have told me before I got in the billion flow. Chapter 21 of the book of Matthew, 21st verse. Jesus answered and said unto them, now listen to me, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree. When you stand praying, forgive.
Yes.
Well, faith worketh by love. If you don't do this, then those other 22nd, 23rd, 24th verses, they don't even work. You have to take the time to do this. And you do it on purpose as an act of will, not because you feel any better about it, not because what they did or what they didn't do. Well, I'll forgive them whenever they come and ask me for it. Well, the mountain's going to stand there.
Right.
And when they ask you for it, you don't qualify. Because you're forgiving as an act of response, not an act of faith. You forgive because Jesus said to forgive. And you don't need any other reason than that. He's the commander in chief. Bless God, whether you feel like it or not, doesn't have anything to do with it. You just stand to attention and say, yes, sir. Consider it done. I forgive them by faith, and I go over there to 1 John, and I confess it, and I repent of it, call it what it is, the sin of unforgiveness. And not your social problem. It is the sin of unforgiveness. Spew the thing out of your mouth.
Yes.
That isn't when the Lord found out about it. That's when you got rid of it. Amen. And you might just feel like a dog about it, but or whatever it was you did. But the scripture said he's faithful and he is just to forgive us our sins when we confess them.
Amen.
He'd have to be unfaithful to you and unrighteous before God, unjust, not to forgive you when you confess them. And to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now that's what we're after.
Amen.
Cleansing by faith, not by feeling, not by sight. Act of your will. Write it down and date it. He said, when you stand, pray and forgive. That means right now, you can do it right now while you're standing there praying. Write it down on your notebook where you wrote the rest of this down and say, I forgive so-and-so in the name of Jesus and I'll never pick it up again. I roll this care over on you, Jesus. Praise God. As far as I'm concerned, I find no fault in them. No. Amen. Go on about your business. You don't need that unforgiveness crippling your faith. Dangerous. Amen. So now it's in operation. Read that again and again. This two verses, whatsoever thing you desire, and when you stand praying, forgive. Spend some time here. That mountain you spoke to has some roots. It wasn't a mountain for nothing. Scripture says there is no curse causeless. And Satan will do his best to hide out from you. So just pray and say, Lord, open the eyes of my understanding. Why is that verse 25 so important and the wisdom of God to dig up those roots? It was that tree died by the roots. You don't want to just surface that mountain of debt. You don't want to just surface that mountain of sickness and disease. All sickness and all disease not even written in this book of the law are under the curse.
That's right. Amen.
I don't deny the existence of the disease. Like Jerry said, I deny its right to exist in my body. But even if the symptoms are there, they're not the truth. The truth is, by his stripes I was healed. Now, if I continue to confess the truth and rebuke this thing and cast it into the sea, believe in my heart and say it with my mouth, and therefore whatsoever thing I desire when I pray, believe I receive it and I shall have it, and I stand praying, forgive, now I qualify. You get off my body. I stand on the word of God. I keep the commandment of love. You have no right to be, you have no cause to be on my body, and I'm not going to turn loose of it until the truth changes the facts. Well, I'm telling you, when you really renew your mind to that, and the truth changes the fact. Man. Well, Brother Copeland, I got up this morning, that mountain was still there. Well, if it took Jesus 24 hours, it's probably going to take you maybe 25. Maybe not, because he's still the one in action here. Amen. So don't be moved by what you see or what you feel. No, no. In the name of Jesus, as far as I'm concerned, the thing is gone. I don't even look over there. I don't need to look over there and see if that's gone. I did this, Gloria and I did. I know other people that have done the same. You do have to be honest about it, and you have to be very careful about it. You're going to have to be just brutally honest with yourself. Not condemning, but honest. Amen. Let's say this is a visa bill or whatever it is, house payment, car payment, whatever it is. And we took those bills and laid them out all on this little desk that I had. It wasn't much bigger than this podium. Laid them all out there. There they were. Bank and this one and that and this one. And I took checks. I wrote them all out and put them in that little desk drawer right there in front of them. And I'd open that drawer and I'd put my hand in that drawer and I'd say, thank God every one of these debts are gone. Cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. And look here, I'm a debt-free man. Now, I single up on this one here. I'm talking to you. You're leaving my household. And every little bit I'd get, man, everything you get, you tithe, you don't have anything left, forget about it. Smile as big as you can and say, Lord, you got debts here because I'm debt-free, see? Amen. Little less than 11 months, the drawer was empty.
Surely He has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted as if with leprosy. But He, Jesus, was wounded, the Messiah, He, Jesus, the Messiah, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity, the guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon Him. And with the stripes that wounded Him, we are healed and made whole. Now that's describing the curse, what was under the curse of the law for sin, the broken law. I mean, when you broke the law, the curse was there. It was there until Jesus took it upon Himself and bore it for us. And under this curse, in Deuteronomy 28, it lists every sickness and every, it lists a whole list of things. A whole list of individual things. Then it says every sickness and every disease that is not listed under this curse is under the curse. So there's no sickness, no disease left out. Jesus bore the curse. He bore whatever it is you got in your body today. He bore it and He did it for you.
Our mission at Kenneth Copeland Ministries is to teach Christians worldwide who they are in Christ and how to live a victorious life in their covenant rights and privileges. That purpose drives us to use every available resource and technology to equip you, the believer, with the Word of God. The KCM website, kcm.org, the Believer's Voice of Victory TV broadcast, and the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Log on to our website and you will find an extensive resource of faith-based teaching. Go to our media section and enjoy a one-on-one teaching session with Kenneth or Gloria Copeland. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory webcast anytime, day or night, and study at your convenience. Or attend a KCM meeting when it is being streamed live and be part of an online event.
Sometimes when I don't know where else to turn, when I'm working, I have a home office, and that's the first thing I turn on is the internet broadcast while I'm working. And no matter how the day starts out, it doesn't finish that way.
Use our keyword search to locate teaching materials by topic, speaker, phrase, or scripture. It's a fast and efficient way to help you find the information you need. Start your day in the Word of God. You can read your daily devotional online. It's simple to access and full of encouragement. Choose from two different versions, available in English, French, German, and Spanish. The Real Helps section is designed to provide you with teaching on God's direction for everyday life. Choose from a list of topics that can help you grow spiritually and equip you to succeed in life. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory TV broadcast online or on one of the 1,200 TV stations worldwide. The Believer's Voice of Victory TV broadcast is also translated into Spanish, Russian, and Ukrainian. Each week, a total of over 2,000 hours of teaching is broadcast around the world to a potential viewing audience of more than 956 million people. Just 30 minutes a day, the Believer's Voice of Victory is a powerful and effective way to receive a daily supply of God's Word, overcome life's challenges, and develop a voice of victory in the place God has called you. Recharge your spirit and renew your mind with the truth of God's Word. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is a free monthly publication that is sent to more than 500,000 subscribers worldwide in 135 countries. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is a constant reminder of God's love and the things He has promised you. Our mission is to take believers from religion to reality and proclaim that Jesus is Lord from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around.
Partnership is big. Partnership is everything. Partnership, just know that you're coming with people who are just, you know, just this close with God, and that you know you have all that they have, that you have, and that you could get the word ministered to you in such a easy way to understand. So that partnership for me is everything. It's big.
It's nice knowing that we're sowing into that and being like a part of all these different harvests going on.
What I've learned from this ministry, it's just been more than words can describe. I am where I am because of this ministry.
Throughout our nation's long history, the military have been the guardians of freedom here and around the world. They have given their all to keep us safe and free so that we can enjoy the blessings of liberty. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have always had a heart for the men and women of the military who have stood for freedom around the world. For years, the ministry has spiritually and financially supported the chaplaincy services, provided free products to those with military IDs, and sponsored and participated in meetings at Fort Bragg, West Point, and other military bases. A.L. Downing knows how generously and faithfully the ministry has supported the military and its soldiers. He estimates that in the last 3 years alone, over $500,000 in product and direct contributions to the chaplaincy has been donated.
He's left products there, he's left financial support there. West Point, he left material there. He sent huge donation, if you will, to the Chief of Chaplain Office so that they could supply chaplains downrange with materials to give out to soldiers and troops.
The impact on individual soldiers and their families was apparent as they shared their response to the ministry's generosity and love.
The materials that he gives away for free are amazing. And what I do with the ones that I take away from each conference is as I leave theater, the incoming units, I pass it on to my battle buddy.
It gives you motivation to know that the Spirit of God is there with you. While you're in Iraq, while you're in Kuwait, while you are in Afghanistan.
Being able to attend the Word Explosion conferences that are held yearly has also been a blessing. Military and civilians alike get to share in the messages of faith brought by Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and others.
Army, Marine, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, I don't care where you serve. Line boss in a manufacturing plant, you're a soldier in the army of the Lord. And you're going to be faced with the enemy, and it is not flesh and blood.
Occupy till I come. And so now you and I are being brought in, chosen, now trained up, and now sent out.
Partners who have witnessed these outreaches know firsthand the difference the ministry is making in the lives of soldiers.
There are many men and women that are hungering for the truth, for the gospel. They need to hear the good news. So it is such a blessing to be here with people of like faith to see what we saw tonight.
Making a difference and seeing lives changed has always been the top priority of the ministry, a vision that could not be accomplished without thousands of faithful partners.
We're in this thing together. And so 100% of the rewards of this go equally to our partners as well as it does to Gloria and me.
This commitment is something the men and women at military bases, front lines, and combat zones around the world will never forget. Partners have always been close to the hearts of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Now, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has launched Engaging in Partnership, We're Here For You new partner package. This partner resource notebook is a go-to place for partnership materials. Inside, partners will find a welcome letter from Kenneth Copeland and two Covenant Partner cards for 10% discounts on KCM products at conventions and victory campaigns. Section dividers provide a place for all the materials partners receive. This ideal filing system has room for information on partner letters, worldwide offices, giving receipts, and notes. Also included is a DVD ministry report, a CD of scriptural promises, and a second CD on the anointing of partnership. Partners with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland share the same vision, agree in prayer, and reap eternal rewards. Together, they are taking the Word of God and the voice of victory from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help equip, encourage, and empower you. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today, and we'll send you free of charge the We're Here For You new partner package. The fastest way to receive your free package is to request it directly through our website at kcm.org. God has your answer for a strong and blessed life. It's time to reach out and make a difference for Jesus. Request your free partner package today.
You know, how I remember the day that, Gloria and I had just gone out. You've already heard it, but I'm going to tell it again. When I'm just reading the book of Romans and it said, stay out of debt. Oh, no man anything but the loving. I thought, I'll get the Amplified. It'll straighten that out.
That's a novel thought.
And I, when it said, stay out of debt, and I thought, how can you do anything? Because it had never become part of our thinking to ever function without debt. Now, different kinds of ideas, same as it is now, only back there then it wasn't as frivolous as it is now. But now think about this. In only 11 months' time, the Lord had us completely debt-free, and we never asked anybody for anything. We sowed our seed and believed God, and we became very highly motivated and committed tithers. And we just stepped out and did what we knew, and God began to train us how to live in His system. Amen. Now, here we are 40 years later, 42 years later, when all of this mess hit. It didn't affect us because we didn't have any debt. By believing that and standing on it, it literally separated us from that world system and its way of doing things, and pull us over here in God's world, because He became our source, not the lender. Right. He became our source. We had to learn to live that way. But we found out it ain't hard. It's a different kind of decisions, and it's Bible way of doing things. But this message has never been more vital to the body of Christ, because, hey, listen, that's the only way that bad economy has any way of getting hold of you is if you owe it. If it's become your source, then I tell you, it is demanding. The scripture says you become the servant of the lender. They have got you by the spiritual, the mental, and in a lot of cases, the physical nose, and the devil is just dragging you through the briars. But when you break it, it looks like you're bound to starve. No. Jesus said, your heavenly Father
That's
knows
right.
you have need of these things. And you say, okay, praise God.
And only one Christmas did we eat canned Chinese food.
But we had some.
And that was at the very beginning, and we did have some.
Had some, and we had a good time. The kids knew we didn't have anything. We told them we didn't. But and they just said, that's okay. And they got in there and believed with us.
We started believing to get out of debt in the fall, didn't we? Sometime in the fall. And so at Christmas, we were not quite out yet.
It took 11 months.
First Christmas.
11 months, and we were out. Praise God.
But we're out.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of years ago.
Going back in there.
How many years ago?
Oh, wow. 42 years ago. This is our 43rd year in the ministry in January. Praise God. God's people need to know how to depend on His provision. He's your source. I learned this from Jerry Savelle. When you see the word God, say it out loud. Who is my source? God, who is my source,
Amen.
Delights in blessing me. Amen. God, who is my source, and so forth and so on.
Yes,
and then you come across there and you're going to, one of these days, you're going to say, God, who is my source, is my Father. I am a child of the source Himself. Woo, glory, I done preached myself happy again, man, I'm telling you. We have great desire for you to become partners with us, become part of the multiplied thousands of people. We're not too far away from our goal of 1 million partners throughout the world. And we're headed there big time. And who knows, you may be 1 in 1 million, praise God. So, get online, call us, and tell us you'd like to have it, and you want to become partners with us, and pray about it. That's first. Amen. And we'll send you this partner resource notebook, just a beautiful thing to help you, your covenant partner cards and great information, CD and DVD, and places to put your monthly letter that I write you. And a couple of letters ago, I was praying about it. God woke me up, and He said, flat as a flitter, but never a quitter. I said, what? And I thought, what is this? And then I knew in my spirit, that's my partner letter for this month.
Flat as a flitter,
but never a quitter. We were in Chicago, and we were ministering at Bill and Veronica Winston's, and He woke me up in the night and just said, flat as a flitter, but never a quitter. And when I got to praying about it, He's talking about my faith.
Praise God. Amen.
And I was able to minister that to my partners, that faith worketh by love, and love is to your faith what air is to a tire.
Yeah.
And when it goes flat, even if it's brand new tire, it won't support the load it was designed to carry without air, and faith is that way without love.
Mm.
Amen. Hey, don't miss tomorrow. You're going to see a testimony that is absolutely dynamite that you don't want to miss. We'll see you then. God bless you all. This is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order copies of this week's partnership special, go to our website at kcm.org. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to welcome our new partners. Request your free We're Here For You new partner package today. Find out how KCM can help you and how you can get involved in what God is doing to change lives around the world. This is your year to get in on God's blessing. Have faith in God and live in the blessing every day.